This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hawaii residents are providing food and health care after devastating wildfires destroyed parts of Maui as the death and the search continues for more victims. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen.
Volunteers offered water, food, and mental health services to residents of what was once the town of Lahaina on Hawaii's Maui Island. After wildfires incinerated the historic waterfront community, Maui County briefly relaxed rules allowing Lahaina residents back to their homes, but suspended that on Monday after officials said curious sightseers abused the system, clogging streets used by rescue workers. Search teams with cadaver dogs have combed through 25% of the Lahaina disaster zone, and police say they are moving as fast as they can to complete their sweep.
The blaze burned through the town last week and has killed at least 106 people. North Korea said that Travis King, the private who ran across the border, confessed to crossing there because of inhuman maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. That's according to KCNA, state news agency. The first public acknowledgement of the incident by Pyongyang. Reuters' Ryan Chang tells us more.
The North's official state news agency, KCNA, posted on its website that during an investigation, quote, Travis King confessed that he had decided to come over to the DPRK as he harbored ill feeling against inhumane maltreatment and racial discrimination within the U.S. Army. He also expressed his willingness to seek refuge in the DPRK or a third country, saying that he felt disillusioned with the unequal American society. The Pentagon said it could not verify the North's version of King's comments as KCNA had reported them, and said it remains focused on his safe return.
That is Reuters' Ryan Chang, and this is VOA News. Deadly clashes between rival militias in Libya's capital killed at least 27 civilians and left residents trapped in their homes and unable to escape the violence. Fighting on Tuesday appears to be the most intense to shake Tripoli this year. An official said that there were at least four dead, but it was not immediately clear if they were militants, or I should say militia men, or civilians. Afghanistan Taliban marked the second anniversary of their return to power Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting.
The Taliban entered the capital Kabul in August 2021, forcing the U.S.-backed president Ashraf Ghani to flee. Afghan security forces, set up with years of Western support, disintegrated. The lives of women there have changed dramatically since, and the rights and freedoms they enjoyed during two decades of rule by Western-backed governments continue to ebb away. The Taliban say they respect women's rights in line with their interpretation of Islamic law.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. A UN Special Envoy for Global Education says the International Criminal Court should prosecute Taliban leaders for crimes against humanity for denying education and employment to the Afghan women. Gordon Brown told a virtual UN press conference on the second anniversary of the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan that its rulers are responsible for the most egregious, vicious, and indefensible violation of women's rights and girls' rights in the world today. The former British Prime Minister said he has sent a legal opinion to ICC prosecutor Karim Khan that shows the denial of education and employment and gender discrimination. Prosecutors say any agreement on a gun charge against Hunter Biden is dead, along with the rest of the plea deal. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Lawyers for Hunter Biden argue that prosecutors reneged on an agreement on tax charges, but said a separate agreement sparing him prosecution on a gun charge remains valid. The agreement on the gun charge also contains an immunity clause against federal prosecutions for some other potential crimes. Prosecutors deny reneging on any deal. While the agreement on the gun charge was signed by a prosecutor, the prosecutors say probation agents didn't sign it, so it never became valid. The conflict is now in front of a U.S. district judge who is weighing the prosecution's motion to pull the tax misdemeanor charges they filed and potentially file them in another court like California or Washington. Mike Hempen, Washington.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.